What's going on, good people? Shonda Goins here. Welcome to another episode of Going All In with Goins, the Shonda Goins podcast. Yo, I want to talk to you guys today about giving 120% of work ethic in all you do. Guys, I can't stress enough about having an insane work ethic, to help you achieve your massive goals, to achieve any goal that you desire, your little goals, your big goals, your medium goals, any goals, the life that you desire, my friends. You have to be willing to give 120% of sweat equity, of work ethic into all you do. Now, I know a lot of you guys are going to say, well, Shonda, it's about working smarter, not harder. Exactly. Yes, exactly. Yes, I am 120% in agreement with you that one of the best way to learn and to do efficiently, to operate efficiently, is to work smarter. With that being said, my friend, get this right here. You can still work your ass off and be smart about it, right? let me give you an example, right? If you look at, who should I pick? I'll pick Bill Gates, okay? Now, Bill Gates was, he is known for being a, man, we're talking about a guy that puts in his all, his hands and feet and nails and toenails and his every being, his DNA into his work. Even in his days of building Microsoft to all his philanthropy projects that he does today, he has an insane work ethic, guys, But let's also be real, guys. Isn't Bill Gates strategic? Isn't Bill Gates hella smart, right? So Bill Gates still, he works smart, but he also works his ass off, right? If you look at some of the best minds in the world, if you guys, and remember, the stuff that I teach you, the gems that I teach you are fundamental. You know what I mean? I'm not about making information rocket science, you know. But I want to send a message of, guys, let's use some common sense here, right? If you want something that you never had before, if you want to achieve something of greatness, like if you want to achieve something that you can really be proud of, you gotta put some elbows grease into that. One would hope that you want to put some elbows grease into your work, right? So, like, I don't know, like, when I first started playing basketball, like, when I got kind of good in playing basketball, I relied on my talent, right? But did I have the best work ethic? No, it wasn't. Partly because that wasn't my main focus. And, you know, I was able to skate by and I was able to, you know, play good ball against my opponents and do good, right? But I didn't get really, really good in playing ball until I actually started, like, you know what, let me work hard on my game. Like, seriously, let me work hard on my game. Let me really focus on becoming a really good basketball player. Let me combine my talent and the skills that I've acquired as a basketball player, and let me put some super hard work ethic with that talent and skills. And you know what? I went from being a pretty decent basketball player to become a damn good basketball player, right? You know, when I had the talent of storytelling, you know, through writing, you know, I always tell people I'm not the best writer, but I'm a damn good storyteller, right? I have a natural gift of storytelling, right? But let me just tell you guys, when I made a decision to write my very first book, From Homeless to Greatness, the Shawnee Goins Story, guys, when I made a decision that I was like, I'm not gonna just write a book, I'm gonna put my hands and feet, my DNA into this book. It's my life story, right? I put everything into that book, and Lord Jesus, you know, it not just made me proud of all the hard work that I put into it, but the my readers that invested in that book, and the feedback that I got from that book was like, dude, you changed my life. Your story is inspirational, right? Everything that I have ever done, when I put 100+% of work ethic, I've never failed. I never failed in any area of my life when I'm operating at 100%. Now, guys, I know you like, I thought, you know, you want to put 120% in. Yes. What is 120%? You know, what's the difference between 100% and 120%? When you put in 100% of work ethic into what you do, you are operating at an excellent level, right? 100%, right? It's like grade, you know, school grades. 100%, what is that? That's an A grade, you know, perfect, right? What is 120%? 120% is going that extra mile where it separates you from the excellent people. It separates you from the phenomenal people, and it puts you in a category to become unstoppable, right? So, you know, you probably heard of, you know, there's a 20% population that is having or experiencing 80% of all the success in the world, finances and, you know, pretty much everything under the sun. Then there's that 1% population that are just freaking rock stars, like Bill Gates, like Michael Jordan, like some of the biggest thought leaders in all endeavors of life. You know, they have created so much value, not just in their life, in their personal life, but they created so much value in the world, right? That those one percenters will be talked about for generations to come. Like Martin Luther King Jr., you know, Dr. King, his day was in the civil rights days, you know, the 50s and 60s. You know, unfortunately, he got assassinated in 1968. It's 2020. We still talk about Martin Luther King to this very day. We talk about Kennedy to this very day. We talk about Mother Teresa to this very day. We talk about powerful spiritual figures like Jesus Christ today. And according to scriptures and according to history, Jesus Christ roamed the earth 2,000 years ago. And we're talking about Jesus Christ today. Okay? We're talking about Buddha, who roamed the earth, what, thousands of years ago. Guys, you get the picture, right? But what set them apart from everybody else? Guys, they put in more than just 100%, right? If you look at a world champion, somebody that is like number one in what they do, right? I believe that you can be good by putting in good effort. You can be great by putting in above more effort than someone that's putting in good effort. But I believe I've experienced, and I know for a fact because I'm a student of success. I'm a student of being a champion. I admire champions that go that extra mile. And so, guys, if you want to become a world champion in anything that you desire, whether if it's in one area, two areas, three areas, or multiple areas in your life, guys, I invite you to give 120% of work ethic, of sweat equity. Because here's the thing. If you want to become number one at something, if you want to become unstoppable at something, just know this. If you're not putting in 120% of work ethic, there's somebody else is. There's somebody that's within your, you know, if you're in business or, you know, if you have a career or if you're in sports or whatever, just know there is always somebody that is doing more than everybody else, right? I was taught a long time ago, if you want to become great, if you want to break out the pack, right, you got to work three times harder on yourself than others. What do I mean by that? You know, if you look at Michael Jordan, you know, he, you know, arguably one of the greatest competitors to ever grace sports. Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, Larry Bird, Magic Johnson, Serena Williams, Tiger Woods. I'm using people, you know, I have a background in sports, but, you know, you can equate what they've done to anybody that is phenomenal at what they do, but they spent so much time building themselves, strengthening their mental skills, strengthening their mental toughness, strengthening their psychology, right? And taking the skills that they were born with and making them better and honing those skills and honing those talent, you know, and making sure that they have a very strong foundation in what they do, right? And because they have built a very, very strong foundation based on their 120% work ethic, it allowed them to step in to learning more advanced skills, right? And so here's the thing. I learned this from Kobe Bryant. Kobe Bryant said, you know, like literally from the time he was in the seventh grade all the way to the time, you know, he was playing, till he stopped playing professional basketball. Kobe Bryant said this here. He said, I'm going to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. And the hours that I put into practice throughout the day is going to be more time than the average athlete. And he said, the hours that I put in during the preseason or before the preseason, during the preseason and when it's game time, when it's regular season, Kobe Bryant has so much more hours that he dedicated towards his game compared to his competition. And that's what made him a 5-time world champion. Where others, you know, they had great careers. Some of them had Hall of Fame careers, but they didn't have 5 championships. Some had 1 or 2 championships, but they don't have 5 championships. Michael Jordan got 6 championships. Martina Navratilova, for all you tennis fans, as you know, that came in the baby boomer industry. Just for anybody that's younger, Martina Navratilova is considered arguably the greatest professional female tennis player of all time. Of all time. Look her up. The Wimbledon wins, victories, the U.S. Opens, all the Grand Slams she's won, all the total years that she's been a number one in the world. She was someone that put 120% of sweat equity, work ethic into her craft, into what she does for a living. And that's what separates people like Martina Navratilova and Serena Williams and Steffi Graf, right? And for those that are listening and you are freaking kicking ass in what you do because you're putting in that additional work ethic into your craft, right? And I always tell people, you know, I don't talk about, I'm all about helping people become their best self, to step into their most highest self. So I'm not going to talk about being good. I'm not going to talk about give 80%. I'm not going to talk about being average. You know, if you strive that you just want to be average in something, this is not the podcast for you. If you somebody that want to be good, that's great. Being good is good. But just know this, when you're good at something, you got to be careful when you get stuck at good. Because even though you're good, your competition can do great things, and then good will be outdated. If you look at some of the top businesses that were around in the past, like Blockbuster Video and Kmart and Kodak and many companies that's been around for, you know, decades. Some of them been around for, you know, 100 plus years, and they were good for decades, right? But then one day a small company came along in that target market, and they saw what the good companies were doing, and they say, you know what, I think we can do it better. I think we can innovate. I think we can help the customers or the clients out there, give them an even better experience, give them a better product and service. And you know what happened, guys? So the good companies that stayed good, what happened to the good companies? They fell apart. They went bankrupt. They're no more. Why? Because they stayed good instead of stepping up into becoming great, like the companies that end up taking their spot in the marketplace. So guys, I'm just here to tell you this right here. I invite you to work three times harder on yourself than anybody else. Because when you work three times harder on yourself and you are a rock star, you have evolved from being an aspiring leader to a leader to a thought leader. What is a thought leader? A thought leader is a leader of leaders. Thought leaders mentor leaders, right? You feel me? And so, like, I know when I got into leadership, when I got into management and became a director in my industry, and then obviously when I became an entrepreneur, I worked three times harder on myself first before I ever assumed any type of leadership role, right? Was I a leader before having titles? Of course I was, right? Because the lowest level of leadership is just having a title. People will follow you because you have like a title to be a supervisor, right? But what I did was I made sure that I increased my leadership skills so I can serve people at the highest level. And when you do that, when you work on yourself, when you give what you do, and I don't care if it's working at McDonald's or KFC or Krispy Kreme, I don't care if you cut trees, whatever it is that you do, I invite you to do it to the fullest, to the best of your ability, right? If you're in an industry where you're very happy and you're putting in that extra work ethic, I know for a fact that you get that life is fulfilling for you, right? I know, I mean, dude, I've been around for 42 years, and I've been blessed to get to rub shoulders with tens of thousands of people. I've been in the military. I served this great country. So I traveled. I traveled some countries. I traveled some continents, and I've been all over the place. I've been all over this country, and I rubbed shoulders with some of the most successful people in life. And I have studied the greats from the past and the present. And I'm also looking at the younger generation, which is our future, right? When you put that extra work ethic into what you do, you can't help but to see phenomenal, unstoppable results, guys. you know. Even if you're doing, even if you're working an hour, or if you're like Shawnee, I put 4 hours into my business and I'm good. I hear you. I hear you. I work part time now. My business partner, Melissa West, works part time. She makes multiple six figures. She works very strategically, but in her allotted time that she's doing her business and she's doing her life's purpose, she's working her butt off, right? She's working her butt off. So yes, work smarter, but I invite you to work your ass off while you're in anything that you do, right? In anything that you do. That's my time, guys. I love you guys to the fullest. I want you guys to live your best life during this pandemic and through any, no matter what's coming up in our life or what's coming up in the country, you know, I invite you to just live your best life and you know, get the most out of life. Quench every single minute, moment of life, because you know what, guys, tomorrow's not guaranteed for any of us. The one thing that's guaranteed is one day we will depart this earth with the vessel that our soul resides in. Okay, guys, that's all that I have right now. I'm sending you guys love, light, abundance, peace, joy, and magic. That's my time.